On this episode of the Ritual Misery Podcast, Kent had a birthday, and so did the nation.
And we're also going to talk about some dinosaurs goofing around in a movie. And we're also going to talk about Jurassic World.
Oh, well, not one of the same. Hey, what's going on with Steam right now?
I know they have some things on sale. We'll get into why I know that.
Hey, man, I visited New England this week.
Amazing.
We'll get to that. Also found out about Apple's 5-year plan. And 4th of July. Really? Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 179, we think, for Thursday, the 5th of July, 2018. We're pretty sure of that one. This is a show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and celebrate geek and have geek thoughts. And, man, we don't have a guest tonight, so I guess we don't have to talk about them. Kent, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing great. Earlier, Lucas asked me who the guest is tonight, and I said, nobody, it's just me and Amos. And he goes, oh, so basically Amos is your guest.
That's
in reference to last week, me running the show alone.
Yeah, you've done it a few times here lately. That, man, my life has not been easy. I'm not saying I got a hard. I'm not living on the streets.
It's a hard knock life
for us.
Amos.
I tell you what, dude. It's just like you hit certain periods in your life where shit just keeps going on, and it's not necessarily bad stuff or good stuff. It's just like constant. It's just boom, 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 and that's kind of where I've been at for about a month now. So,
right.
Yeah, good times. Hey, yesterday I said today, well, just now I said today is the 5th of July. That makes yesterday the 4th of July and the day prior to that, the 3rd of July. Two of those are birthdays. I'm sure the 5th of July is a birthday for somebody out there, but definitely not me. You're caught up to me again. You're now officially just as old as I am. Kind of.
Yeah, man. I had a birthday this week.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
How old are we?
41 last I checked. Jesus. I think if my math is right,
we're 82 combined.
Right. Oh God. I don't know if that's good. I don't know what implications are there. Like, what does that mean? Like together we're 82.
Yeah. Any way that you look at that, I don't think it's right. How was your birthday,
I'm
man?
Well, I'm looking forward to next year when hopefully I can unlock the secrets of the universe.
Right, right.
Life, universe, and everything.
Right. I'll let you know a few months ahead of time.
No, I had a pretty good birthday this year. It was weird because it kind of fell in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I am fortunate enough to have a birthday that's in conjunction with the 4th of July. So usually I get a long extended weekend.
Yeah.
I get to celebrate my birthday in conjunction with that, and I'm off work and all that kind of stuff. Well, it didn't work out that way this year.
Yeah.
So what I did was I took 2 days of leave, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that gave me 5 days off in a row for the price of two. So couldn't complain about that. Had a few people over, did a barbecue.
Yeah.
Drank some beer, hung out. It was a really, really good time.
Hmm. Well, we're gonna talk about the 4th a little bit later, but suffice it to say that you have one of those special birthdays where the 24th of December, the 3rd of July, there are a few holidays out there that are locked to a certain day and not not a day of the week, but an actual date. And
right.
You have that birthday where every time you have a birthday, your next day is a day off.
Yeah.
Unless you flip to retail or some shit. So
yeah. That ain't happening.
I went to New England this week. The reason I wasn't on the show last week had basically a family emergency. Had to fly out there. I can now officially say I got 4 states off my list.
4 additional states.
Yes, 4 states that I had never been to before, or at least that I didn't qualify as having been there before. Because I don't. If you land in an airport and you don't leave the airport, that's not. You haven't seen the state. You haven't seen even the city.
Yeah. We used to, for deployments and TDYs and stuff like that, we used to count them if you have a beer in that airport.
Okay. I mean, it's still in the airport, though. I still wouldn't qualify that because you didn't leave the airport. Like, For you to visit a state, you have to leave the mass transit hub from which you arrived.
Yeah, technically that's true, but I'm still counting Maine because I was in the Bangor airport and had a beer. So.
Well, I can count Maine because I actually had to stay over a couple times, which means I left the airport. I stayed at the airport hotel, but I was there long enough to, like, I was there for 2 days. Like, anyway.
You breathed the air and touched the soil.
Right. There's certain times when you go to an airport, like going into, flying to Okinawa and you fly into Tokyo. And you don't go to the, you fly into Narita, which is the international airport, but it's not a regional airport. So then you have to take a bus up to Nakita or whatever it is.
I don't remember the airport names, but I do remember that the bus goes right past Tokyo Disney.
Right. Yes. So I have done that. I have not seen Tokyo. I cannot claim Tokyo as a city I visited because I never left the mass transit system. You see, that's my qualifier there.
Mass transit. Okay.
Right. Because I went to two different airports in two different parts of the city, technically two different cities, but Tokyo is basically just a huge homogenous
mess. It's like LA. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I don't claim that I've ever been to Tokyo or know anything about Tokyo because I've just driven through it on a mass transit system, had no control over anything, and didn't stop along the way. But I landed in Hartford, Connecticut, drove south through Hartford, and went down to Philly. New Jersey was already off my list, so that wasn't a big deal. I had never been to New York. I've now seen, well, we'll get to that. We drove past New York City to get on the George Washington Bridge and cross the Hudson. So that was interesting. But again, I haven't been to New York City because, well, I was in the car the entire time, so I'm not counting that.
You saw it from afar.
Right. I didn't even see the Statue of Liberty. Like, that's like the quintessential thing if you go to New York City, right? If you haven't seen the Statue of Liberty, then you don't count. And you can see it from like half the city. But anyway, we went down to Philly. I can now say that I've been to Philly, and having had been to Philly and experienced some of Philly for a while, for a day and a half or whatever, I can now say that I've been to Pennsylvania because previously I'd only ever been to the airport and taken a cab to McGuire Air Force Base at the time. So Philly was marked off the list. Connecticut was marked off the list. Then we went from Philly we met up with Odakta in Jersey, had lunch with him. And then continued north into New York. So I got to see New York. New York's awesome. Spent like almost 2 days there. New York was great. It was hot. It's beautiful up there. We were up in the Catskills area, which I'd always wanted to see. And I can now mark off my list. And then drove from there through Massachusetts back to Connecticut to catch the plane back to Alaska. So I drove through Massachusetts. We stopped there. We had lunch. I can say that I've been to Massachusetts. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Four more states off the list. I think that leaves like five left for me to visit.
Yeah. New England is a big gaping hole in my resume, I guess. My state resume.
I got to tell you, man, I always thought that those places were so far apart. Boston is like an hour and a half from New York. Like, it's nothing. Blows me away. There's so many big cities that have such a cultural what word am I looking for?
I don't know. Reference point. You started to say reference.
The cultural staple in American society are these cities, and they're like right next to each other. Then you go out west, and like LA is nowhere near Seattle, you know?
Right. Like, hell, it's not even anywhere near San Francisco.
No.
That's in the same state.
Right. San Francisco and Oakland. Okay. You got kind of the same thing. There's a bridge between them. Got it.
I mean, that's kind of twin cities though. I mean,
right. Right. I mean, the Bay Area is kind of like just one homogenous blob of whatever. So, that was cool. Met a lot of great people and had a lot of fun, had some beers and took some pictures. And that was a lot of fun. So that was my last weekend, and why I wasn't on the show last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason for going maybe not so great, but it's good that you got to experience all that. That's
right.
That's really good.
And most importantly, all the kids are back in the house now. So we have 9 people permanently living here, and my mom arrived this morning. So we have 10 people in the house. She's visiting for about 2.5 weeks, I think, something like that. It's a very full house, but should make the summer a lot more interesting. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that part is for sure. It's going to be interesting no matter what.
Yeah.
I want to show off one of my birthday gifts.
Oh,
I got a lot of cool geeky stuff.
And hold on. Mbeam says, "Can I come live with you?" He says that in the chat room over on ritualmisery.twitch.tv. I think that's the address, right? Something like that.
Twitch.tv/ritualmisery.
Sure, whatever. see how committed I am to it. He says, "Can I come live with you?" Sure, I got a trailer out there. You can come live in the trailer, in the travel trailer. But anytime we go on vacation, you got to move the fuck out. So, I mean, it comes with risks.
Yeah, that's when you have to move into a tent.
Media King 909 says the line forms behind me. I mean, if you're scrapping for my trailer, I mean, it's a nice trailer. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty posh. Kent lived in there for a week or whatever for New Year's 1 year.
True. Yeah,
it's not bad, but I don't know if it's worth fighting for.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's necessarily worth paying for, but I'm doing that, so I guess I don't really. I'm not a good judge of trailer character.
Jeez, trailer character. It's like a whole topic right there.
That's an 80s band name right there.
Or at least it should be. Oh, man. But yeah, so I got a lot of cool geeky stuff for my birthday. And one of the things that watchers of this show on twitch.tv/ritualmisery know is that I've got this Funko Pop collection here. This kind of always my companions on the show. I got this guy to add to my collection, and I would never have guessed that Funko made a figure of Bob Ross, but they do.
Yeah.
And my son gave this to me, and I am still in awe of it every time I look at it. How the hell is there a Bob Ross figure, and how am I so lucky to have it?
So here's the thing about Bob Ross. He was a cultural icon, right? Like, we grew up watching Bob Ross, the little shorts in between cartoons and stuff like that, and watching him paint happy little clouds and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
He never sold any merchandise that I know of. But now that he's gone, now that he's died, his estate is cashing in as hard as possible. There's Bob Ross puzzles. I saw Bob Ross shit at Disney. There's Bob Ross Funko dolls. There's, like, you can get a Bob Ross mask at Halloween this year. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And I think Twitch actually has a lot of, they can take a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
Because they did that marathon a couple of years ago, and people that had never even heard of Bob Ross are now like huge Bob Ross fans.
Yeah. Man, major loss on that one. Like, it was one of those things I never really cherished very much until after I'd gone beyond the age where I should have cared.
I mean, he was almost as important to me as Mr. Rogers was. Like, he was
right.
He's that much of a staple in the memories of my childhood.
But see, even Mr. Rogers, I didn't really care for Mr. Rogers when I was growing up because I'm not a good person. And now that he's dead, like, I'm going back watching Mr. Rogers with Autumn, and it's like the best fucking show ever.
Oh yeah, dude. I like, some of my earliest memories are watching Mr. Rogers, and that's like, I loved him always. I wanted him to be my neighbor.
Yeah. Mbeam says Bob Ross water bong with the puffy little bubbles, right? help you create happy clouds.
Oh my gosh, that's a product idea right there. Like, patent that thing now.
Yeah, go make that happen. I actually saw because I'm not into the Funko dolls. I think it's cool, but it's one of those things, like, I'm a completionist, so I could never start that shit because there's like 17 billion of them, and they don't make half of them. Like, I think they announce them and put them on the packaging, but don't actually make like half the fucking dolls that they show in the package. I did see one that I thought was just awesome. And if this magically appeared in the fucking Ritual Misery mailbag, I would be absolutely astonished. We don't have a Ritual Misery mailbag. We should probably do that one day. Pennywise, the new Pennywise Funko doll. There's a couple of them. The one that I originally saw was Pennywise in the sewer. So it's like a scene, you know, they got the scene ones, right? And it's Pennywise in the sewer. And I was like, yeah, but who's going to really, I mean, like, really? And then right next to it was the actual Pennywise one with the fucking crazy smile and like the, oh my God. I was like, that's a fucking Funko I could stand behind. I don't want to stand in front of it too long, but I could definitely fucking get behind that one. That's a badass looking Funko doll.
Nice.
That shit was really cool. Okay. So you got some Bob Ross stuff going on. I would, oh man, Bob Ross. Like, I don't even know. Emmy says a Bob Ross chia pet. Isn't that already a thing?
Oh, it should be. I would be surprised if it's not.
That just seems like something that should already exist.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Maybe we just imagined it. Maybe it was every time we saw one of those little chia pets things, we always just imagined Bob Ross in that with his hair growing just crazy like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be. Hey, I had to take my MacBook Pro in for some service. The battery was dying at 30%. Basically, I spent the entire year in Korea with my MacBook Pro plugged in. So the battery didn't get used, but it still got depleted. I don't know exactly how it works because I'm an electrician for the Air Force and I have no idea how fucking electricity works. So I had to get the battery replaced. I'm glad I did it now. I didn't want to do it before Disney because we're saving all our money for Disney. So we came back from Disney and I was like, okay, here you go. Chia Bob Ross pottery planner. Mbeam's got the link in the show in the chat room. I'm gonna go ahead and make sure we put that in the show notes. Because seriously, that's got to happen.
That is pretty great, actually. Wow.
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna go ahead and let's bring that up. Let's look at this. Oh, see, look, Jesus, man, this is. look at that, $15.97.
This is going in the show notes.
Yeah, this will be in the show notes. You can go ahead and click on the link in the show notes, and Amazon will kick us back like 3 pennies of that $15.97. So you can support the show by buying Bob Ross shit. And send us pictures on Twitter at Ritual Misery of your Bob Ross planter growing. We want to see this shit. We definitely want to see this.
Without a doubt. Yes.
That's got to happen. Let's see. What else are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about my MacBook. So the battery was shit. It was dying at 30%. Mm-hmm. And I would charge it and it would immediately start charging like 60% and just go up from there. So went and replaced it. Of course, it's the mid-2012 MacBook Pro, the first one with the Retina screen. All the parts are glued inside, so they had to replace like the entire top half of the bottom half of the computer. I don't know if that made sense, but so I got a new keyboard, new mouse pad, new batteries, all that kind of stuff. It's working phenomenally now. Cost me a couple $100 to fix it because, well, why not? But when I bought it, of course, it was a $2,000 laptop when I bought it. Rick was like, well, you better make this last more than your normal 4 years. Cause I have a 4 year cycle on laptops. And I was like, well, this will last me at least 8. I'll make it 8. It still kicks ass as far as power goes. No pun intended. So having a $200 battery replacement 6 years into a computer's life, not too bad. Mm-hmm, it still works just as good as it ever did. So yeah, had to do that. Well, when I did that, I found out that 5 years after Apple stops manufacturing, once they take it off the market. So my MacBook came out August 2012 or so, July 2012, and they produced it for about a year, and then they stopped. I guess about a year. 5 years after they take that model off the market, they stop supporting it. This is standard for all their equipment.
Yeah. That sounds right. Yeah.
Well, they won't even work on it. Like they won't order parts for it or anything else. You have to go completely aftermarket. I did not know this. I came in that model, the support for it ran out the day after I dropped it off.
Oh my God. Wow, dude, that's some serious luck right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So of course I'd already gone in there and found out how much it was and everything else. But when I came back from Disney, I was like, well, let me go ahead and do this. I dropped off on Tuesday. Support ended on Friday. But luckily, it was already dropped off in the system, so they went ahead and repaired it. They couldn't warranty the repair. Of course, they got basically all brand new parts out of the deal. So hopefully, it won't go bad. Last one lasted 6 years without any problems other than the battery. So we should go on that. But nice. Yeah, I just figured that's a public service announcement because I got lucky as shit. I hope you guys don't have to.
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
Of course, Squid won't. Squid says, fuck Apple. He won't buy any laptops that expire 5 years after they go off the market. He's going to continue to buy laptops that expire a year after going off the market because they're just not powerful enough to keep up with the new stuff.
And Mbeam says, Fapple?
I mean, as long as it's not Frapple, that'd be the opposite of that, right? They get the fuck Apple, then you got the frapping Apple.
The frat, isn't Frapple a thing?
I don't know.
Isn't Snapple that like a Snapple? Maybe I'm thinking of Snapple. Like, it's like Snapple and a Frappuccino.
Oh, Snapple Frap?
Yeah. Snapple Frap. I like it. Frapple.
Yeah, Frapple. Steam had their summer sale this year. Of course, they have it every year. I went ahead and spent about $30 and bought like 400,000 games because they're all like $1 a piece. This year they had the Steam Link on sale at 95% off. It cost $2 something. It cost me $8 to ship it. They wouldn't ship it to Alaska, so it's going to arrive at your house. And you're going to need to mail it up to me.
Oh, great. I've been assigned a task.
You should be used to this by now.
Yeah. This
is nothing new. Oh, it's got lithium batteries. Yeah, that's coming to Ken's house.
All right. I'm just going to start keeping the things that show up at my house.
Well, I mean, if you do this one, I'm only out like $9 because there's only $2.50 plus $8 in shipping and handling. So I guess $10.50. Like I'm out lunch, you know, no big deal. So yeah, I figured I'd let you know that live on the interwebs.
Yeah, appreciate that. but I was actually the on the receiving end of the benefits of the Steam sale. Cities Skylines.
Because you gotta have a colon anytime there's a tribute to SimCity.
We talked about this game a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember. It might have been in the post show. I don't remember if it was on the show proper. But we were talking about that game and how much you enjoyed playing it. I think it was on the show proper. Then I ended up later that night going to Steam and noticing that it was on sale. And I contemplated getting it, but because I'm such a
miser.
Yeah. Since I'm such a miser, I never went ahead and squeezed the trigger and bought it.
Is that a politically correct term? Like, can I say that without like hate groups firing at me or something? Like miser? It just seems like one of those words that should be non-PC by now.
Oh, misers unite. That's our word. We're taking it back.
Squid says play Planet Coasters. I was actually going to pick that up for my daughter, but it was on sale and it's still like $21. And it's just too much for a Steam game.
Yeah.
I'll wait for a better sale, but it's definitely on my list now.
But yeah, so I woke up this morning to a couple of emails in my inbox saying that I received a Steam gift. And I am now the proud owner of the basic game and the Natural Disasters expansion pack. Thank you very much, Amos.
You're welcome. Well, we were talking about it, and like you're too cheap to spend $10 on a game for yourself. But you'd spend $10 on a game for me. So if I bought you a game for your birthday, then right around April, like the spring sale, I'd end up with like the Easter sale. I'd end up with some fucking random game in my shit for about $10. And we just keep that going. It's way better than hiring Len Peralta each time.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. This will be our new tradition. Steam games.
We're gonna have to get suggestions from people like ridiculous games, and then the person who we buy it for has to play it. Has to play it for like an hour on the fucking stream. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's gonna be our new thing now. You got until April ish for my birthday, so go ahead and come up with your crazy games that we shouldn't play, and make that a thing. Plague Inc. I actually have that on my iPad. I was playing that on the way back from maybe to Atlanta. I don't know. I was playing that somewhere and had a lot of fun with that. I bought that when it was really early, so I still get like expansions for free and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Plague Inc. On the iPad is amazing.
Excellent. So I watched a couple movies this week.
You don't say, Mr. Movie Pass.
Yeah. 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 Oh, and I'm happy to report that the surge pricing that MoviePass is starting to do, that actually started today, but I'm not going to be affected because I bought an annual membership prior to the changes. So all of these negative changes that keep happening don't affect me until I
renew. Read up, which you're going to read up because you've used the fuck out of it.
Well, yeah, like I probably will. But if the company is still in existence in 10 months or whenever my renewal is
up. You're not kidding. Holy shit.
They are bleeding money.
They're not even bleeding money. They're ejaculating money. Like they're forcing the money out of their fucking, it's ridiculous.
They've got projectile diarrhea of money.
Squid wants us to talk about AMC's version, and we're going to keep talking about MoviePass because, one, Kent has MoviePass, and two, all the others are new enough that we haven't had enough time to really get into them. Although Cord Killers has a really good breakdown of all that shit. Not this week, but not this last episode, the episode before that. They really get into it and kind of break down which one's which and stuff like that. So,
yeah, and they talked quite a bit about the AMC one this week as well. Okay. But yeah, no, I used my MoviePass twice this week. The first time was on Friday. Isaac really wanted to see this movie about dinosaurs. Not the lizard things that have been extinct for a long time, but the ones that play basketball.
The old men.
No, we went and saw Uncle Drew. Obviously making the dinosaur joke about the old men playing basketball in this movie. If you're really into basketball and you like the NBA personalities, I suggest going to see that movie.
Yeah.
It's entertaining, it's fun. But if you're not, like, if you don't give a shit about Kyrie and Shaq and all these guys, like, wait for it to come on Netflix.
Not even Redbox, Netflix. Like, wait until it comes into service you've already paid for.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
But it's not for everybody.
Yeah. It's not going to.
Isaac and I enjoyed it. Isaac and I watch NBA all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's kind of our thing. So
it's not enough to make you trebuchet popcorn across the aisle.
Definitely not.
little inside joke for jury fans.
Then a few days later, we saw the other dinosaur movie, the new Jurassic World.
How was it?
Fun. It was good.
Yeah. I enjoyed Jurassic World. I didn't like, this makes the fifth Jurassic Park movie.
Yep.
In essentially the same universe. I don't know there's specifically a division, but so in my mind at least they're all five in the same universe in the same timeline. Yes. The first one was great. Watched it was the first movie in THX. Watched that in the theaters. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, it was amazing. The second one, watched it, didn't care for it. The third one, I've seen parts of it but haven't actually watched the whole movie. That tells you how much interest I had in it. Jurassic World comes along. I watched it in the theater, thought it was good. Didn't think it was great, but thought it was good. So this is a movie that I wouldn't go see in the theater, but like I'm ready for it to hit Redbox.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm a week one Redbox kind of guy on this movie.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you find yourself in the theater like next week or something, I would probably suggest this one. And unless you haven't seen Incredibles 2 yet.
I have not. I've also not probably seen Solo yet. I've not seen. Last movie I went to the theater to see was A Quiet Place.
Oh, dear God.
By the way, if you're gonna watch one movie, that's not a bad movie to watch in the theater.
Yeah, I think that's left the theater. Yeah. Speaking of which, how are we doing on movies?
We aren't very good at the whole movie thing. Let's let Big Voice Jay tell us about it.
Welcome to your BT Movie Draft Minute, presented by DiamondClub.tv. For the week of July 2nd, 2018, I'm your host, Big Voice Jay. You know, I had a joke about construction here, but I'm still working on it. Never mind, let's go to the scoreboard. Team Walking Drunk is in last place with a $9 million jump on the weekend from The First Purge and a $21 million weekend from Uncle Drew, bringing their total to $81.3 million. Team Ritual Misery falls to fifth place with $378.9 million. Team The Vod Squad jumps to fourth place with $458.6 million. Team Game Night's in third place with $449.5 million. Team Have a Drink maintains second place with $753.1 million. And in first place for another week, it's Team Movie Party with $876.6 million. That's your Movie Draft Minute. All totals accurate as of July 5th, 2018.
Dude,
we're losing our ass. Everybody keeps getting these huge, huge movies. VOD Squad with Jurassic World just coming in and just wrecking our shit. Incredibles 2 has made all the freaking money, dude.
Yeah.
They...
$500 million at this point.
They're creeping up on
Avengers money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, I mean, the movie party overtook Have a Drink, like, immediately upon the release of Incredibles 2. Like, yeah. It's unreal, dude. They're beating them by over $100 million now. And we were, just a few weeks ago, questioning if anyone would even come close to Have a Drink's numbers. Mm-hmm. Man, Movie Party is running away with this. And they've got a couple movies left.
And this is so. All while Jurassic World has been chomping into The Incredibles 2. Like,
yeah.
You know, back-to-back weeks. Like, this is not in a vacuum.
Yep.
Like, you know, you could say Avengers happened in a vacuum. Like, there's no other major huge movies going on around it. And Solo had a good showing. Deadpool 2 had a good showing. But you got, I mean, Ocean's 8 is even making some money right before Incredibles 2. Then Incredibles 2 hits. They've got almost $500 million. And then you've got Jurassic World the next week has got $250 million. Like, this is good, man.
Dude, and it's going to keep going. The only team we're beating right now is Walking Drunk. And, dude, the only reason they're so far behind everybody is because hardly any of their movies have come out yet.
Yeah. And Ant-Man and the Wasp hasn't reported yet, so.
Yeah. It just came out, like, a few hours ago.
Right.
So, like, by the time we're talking next week about the movie draft, we might be in last place, dude.
Yeah, and according to Tom Merritt, Ant-Man and the Wasp is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right what Marvel needs right now as far as the universe goes. You know, the romantic, the rom-com ad. I don't
right. know if
that's the thing, but we need Hotel Transylvania next week to do amazing, and we need Mission Impossible to basically walk on fucking water.
Yeah, just to not come in last place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
we need both those movies to overperform. It's, yeah.
So dude. Next year's draft would be a lot different.
yeah, I think this was a good learning experience.
Yeah, definitely. Man, oh, that sucks so bad. If you would like to help us do better on next year's movie draft, cruise on over by patreon.com/ritualmisery. Show us you give a fuck by giving us a buck and making all of us smile really big. Right, Kent?
Yes. We like to smile, and every buck gets our smile bigger and better.
I don't know if that's a good thing with the smile idea.
I don't know. But patreon.com/ritualmisery.
Yeah. Hey, man. Dude, we promised it a little while ago. And I know apparently Jury covered it earlier today, but we haven't listened to it yet.
Correct.
I just want to say that having the 4th of July in the middle of the fucking week for the purposes of a federal employee is complete garbage.
Yep.
It's absolute crap. Memorial Day, Labor Day, they got that shit down. MLK Day and President's Day, that first Monday shit, they got that shit down. Mm. Can't move Christmas because, well, it's too. There's a history behind why it's on the 25th. But 4th of July... Like, damn it, do we really have to do it on the 4th? Like, can't that wouldn't be one of those ones we move around? Like,
Independence Day observed.
Right.
Like, move it to, like, if it's on a Wednesday, move it to a Thursday or a Tuesday so that we can get that 4-day weekend goodness.
Or I would even take moving it to the Monday or the Friday. Like, I'm down with the 2-day shift. Having a set day in the middle of the week when you are in the federal employ is bullshit. Because, like, Tuesday was a Friday. We had to jam to get everything done because you couldn't just walk away from it and come back to it on Monday. And then this morning was complete garbage because all the shit you didn't get done Tuesday had a day to stew, and now everybody's pissed off even more. And they're hungover in the middle of the fucking week. Like, it's like the worst of Christmas plus the worst of St. Paddy's Day. Except it's in the middle of the fucking heat-ass summer.
And we had... So here in town, we had it's supposedly the first annual. What do they call it? Red, white, and blue.
Wait, dude. Wait.
I know you hate that term.
Wait.
But it's intended to be an annual festival, and this was the first one that they did.
It's not.
It's not yet annual. It's planned annual.
Right, but you can't speak to the regularity of it until it has some regularity.
It's planned annually. Anyway, why you are so hung up about first annual, I don't know.
The same reason why people, I'm so hung up about people when they say, we always never.
Right.
So, fuck off with that.
So anyway, so for the first time ever, we had a festival in town for the 4th of July called the Red, White, and Blue Brews and Music Festival. Or I don't know. It's a real mouthful kind of name, but it's a really good time. But the thing is, they gave, I think it's 2,000 free entries to the base to hand out to people. And part of the point of this festival was beer.
Hmm.
No one was off work today, but
everyone was hungover.
Yeah, half the base was at the festival getting fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah, so the festival itself was a pretty good time, but the fireworks were a complete bust. And by complete bust, I mean 100% fail, because we got a classic New Mexico windstorm. And they called it off for safety. So we're going to observe the 4th of July tomorrow night on Friday, when hopefully the wind has calmed down. I know tonight it is crazy as hell, almost as bad as it was last night. Hopefully tomorrow it's a lot better.
So in the Matsuburo, which is the Matanuska-Susitna land area.
Gesundheit?
Yeah. It's the valley where the Matanuska River from the Matanuska Glacier and the Susitna River from the Susitna Glacier kind of have carved out this valley.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
the borough, which is essentially the same as the county. In our county, our bureau, it is illegal to fire off fireworks except for December 31st. And a lot of people have heartache over this. I'm here to tell you it's fucking pointless to fire off fireworks on the 4th of July here.
Mm.
It's a misdemeanor. But do either one of those facts stop people from popping off fucking fireworks on the 4th of July?
No.
It's almost like people are, hey, you know what is really cool about the 4th of July? Oh, yeah, the fireworks. No. No, not the fireworks. I've seen the bright colors. No. No, it's not the bright color. Celebrating the rockets and the... No, that's not cool either. You know what's really cool about the 4th of July? Freaking the fuck out of everybody's animals. That's what we want to do. Because they were popping off all these goddamn fireworks, these loud bang-ass fireworks. You couldn't see them.
Right, it's daylight.
It's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon in everywhere else in the world. At 10 o'clock here... And there's no, like, you can't, it's just noises.
Right. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, I think there's a bit of a movement about fireworks, like not letting people fire them off in neighborhoods because of pets. Not only pets, but people with PTSD.
Just general anxiety.
Yeah. And. Because, I mean, they are very noisy. I know my dogs, they are, like, scared as fuck for probably about 6 hours every December 31st and July 4th. It's just kind of a biannual or a semi-annual tradition around here for the dogs. But, yeah, people with PTSD, like you said, just general anxiety. And the thing about it is, if it was kept to like a 1 hour window, I mean, you could kind of plan for that. You could get out of town if you needed to or whatever the case.
Mm-hmm.
But people just set them off at like the dumbest hours on the dumbest days.
Yep.
Like up to 2 weeks before the 4th of July, people are setting that shit off. And they don't do it like in the afternoon or something like that. It's like at, you know, midnight, 2 a.m, some bullshit, somebody's setting crap off. And it's like, what are you doing, man? I don't know. I don't understand why people do that. And
plus, it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah, and that.
God. That is just so stupid. Remember back in the day, we'd get like Wednesday and Thursday off, or we'd get Tuesday and Wednesday off. And you were always like, fucking really? Like, I got to come to work on Friday, just Friday?
Right, yeah.
Just Friday? And then everybody and their brother would try to take leave that day. And, of course, that's against the rules because of special passes and this and that. No, and nobody would understand that. And so all the popular kids would fucking get. This is me against popular people again, but all the popular kids that suck their supervisor's dick on the weekends would be able to get to take the fucking day off and have like a 5-day weekend and shit. No, I'm not a bitter fucking ex-airman.
Now I'm a bitter NCO.
Well, now I'm a bitter senior NCO. It's totally different.
Yeah. That is totally a different thing.
Completely different biases. Now I'm like, gave them the day off. They worked their ass off. What the fuck you been doing? But as the fucking A1C sloucho, I was like, why the fuck is he getting the day off? I want the day off too. Anyway, we shouldn't be doing Christmas. You can't move around. Fine. We can observe the 4th of July, Independence Day, on any day we want. And by the way, it's not Happy 4th. Stop saying Happy 4th. It's you don't say Merry 25th. Like, just.
That's easy to say.
It is. I understand completely, but I'm still gonna fucking rebel against that shit just because I don't like it. I don't have an objective reason. I just don't like it.
Purely
subjective. Just don't like it. It doesn't follow the tenet of my mindset. All right.
my favorite thing about the 4th of July is just the cookouts and the beer and hanging out with people that are in the mood to party, because that's just, it's just goes with it.
If it's going to be on a Wednesday, they should at least give us like Tuesday afternoon off, or Thursday morning off.
Thursday morning. I would vote for Thursday morning. Make it a half day.
Yeah. Like they do for the Super Bowl when you're overseas.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody comes in on like Monday afternoon, right? Because Monday morning was the Super Bowl. So it comes in Monday afternoon, they basically show their face and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at Kunsan we did like a supervision meeting that lasted like 20 minutes and then like called that the duty day.
We had a Super Bowl party at the Hooch, which was the duty day.
Ah.
So
got an alternate duty location?
Sure, call it what you want. It was also jeans and jerseys day, so if you didn't want to wear a uniform, you just wear jeans and your jersey and you walked away. And of course, all the people that didn't want to buy a jersey are like, that's bullshit, why are they getting away with that shit? Because I spent fucking $70 on this goddamn jersey to celebrate unit pride, you piece of shit. Go get a fucking jersey. You can spend $20 and get a basic jersey and not have any decorum about it at all. At least you're wearing jeans and a fucking t-shirt that day instead of your damn uniform if you're that goddamn worried about it. $20 is not a big issue. Fucking slouches. Man, I've been a grump lately. Like, I've been on my man period or something, because holy shit, like, everything has been pissing me off.
Yeah, Amos is just gonna bitch about everything. I should just like have a list of things.
So here's something for you. Usually when I go to my psychologist, all right, I go in there and I basically tell her all the shit that's stressing me out. We have a like nice little conversation. I leave there, I'm happy because I've had a chance to vent it on a neutral party. Have I not talked about me going to a psychologist before? Anyway, it's public knowledge now. I went in there this week, and with everything that's been going on, like, I ranted for 45, 50 minutes, and she had, like, 2 minutes at the end of the fucking session to actually say something. It was bad.
Was it Zen?
Was
it Zen?
It made me feel better. I think she might have cried when she got home.
But she gonna cry in the car.
That's just my God, man. This last couple weeks has just been fucking crazy. Hey, you know what else is crazy? The fact that we've gone so long without having to have a drink video, but we finally have one. So I'm gonna go ahead and cue that up while you introduce it, because I just introduced it really shittily and they deserve better than that.
Yeah, Have a Drink is a weekly show on diamondclub.tv and twitch.tv/haveadrinkshow. Yes, Have a Drink Show. I had to confirm.
Have a drink show.com for all the links.
Yeah, exactly. It's four of the coolest people that I have ever met, and they talk about beer and whiskey and tea and coffee and all of the beverages. And
I can't wait for their episode on lactose-free milk. Is it really milk?
on an episode of Have a Drink coming soon.
So if you have lactose-free milk versus like fat-free milk, which one is more milk? And then you can go like fat-free, lactose-free milk. Is that just water? Like literal fucking water?
Oh my gosh. So anyway, this week we have a video from Chris from Have a Drink Show where he's going to tell us about a beer, I believe.
Let's do this. Oh my God. Of course it would fucking do that.
Are you telling me that the video failed? Did your setup not work the way it was supposed to?
Shut up.
Hey guys, Chris here from Have a Drink. Wanted to share a drink with you guys today that I've been really wanting to try for a while. This is New Belgium's The Hemperer, HPA. So brewers have been exploiting the close relation between hops and other plants, such as hemp, for quite a while, and a lot of these have really bad names, really punny names, such as Redanculous from Founders Brewing, or pretty much anything you're going to find from Lagunitas Brewing. Rumor has it this one from New Belgium is really something special, so let's go ahead and check it out. Oh, the nose is just dank. Every sense of the word dank. Big hop bite on that one, and like a sweet honey finish. It's absolutely delightful. One thing that New Belgium is doing with this is they've partnered with GCH Inc. in supporting the national campaign Hemp for Victory. $1 from every barrel of the Hemper HPA sold will be donated to Hemp for Victory in support of its mission to raise awareness and promote pro-hemp bills in the House and Senate. So you guys can catch us live Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Twitch or over at haveadrinkshow.com. We'll see you guys next time.
I just want to bring up, he said that they are pro-hemp, not pro-pot, not pro-marijuana.
Correct.
Right. Which is the hemp trade and the hemp, the lack of industrialization of hemp is, I think, one of the things that we really need to fucking fix, even if we don't legalize pot nationwide. Because hemp is just a very, very fucking useful plant.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, for the record, I am all for the full legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
Period. But yeah, I mean, if we're doing half measures, hemp needs to be exploited for all of its uses. It's a wonderful plant.
And should we not call it marijuana anymore? Should we refer back to cannabis? So we get rid of the 'cause marijuana came around as a name because they wanted to stereotype Mexicans that were smoking cannabis. So they wanted to give it a Mexican-sounding name to kind of stimulate the thought. And, you know, you've seen Reefer Madness. You know all this. On this show, the politically correct way of saying, referring to the cannabis sativa plant will be cannabis. We will not use marijuana. We will correct people who do. Let's remove the stereotype. Let's get rid of the fucking reefer madness. Let's revert back to the ways. What is it? Shit. Donnie, who put the little poem that he ripped off of Penthouse. It said, God is perfect, man is not. Man made beer, God made pot.
Yes. Yes, so. Milkman.
Sure. Yeah, yep. Whatever, Donnie. Donnie Fritz, calling you out. What's up?
Oh, man. Good times. Yeah, dude. Cannabis.
Cannabis, definitely. Team good. Cannabis.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's not been shown to be bad for you.
I mean, that's exactly it.
Because everybody that says like cannabis is bad for you, they're like, oh, it's just as bad as smoking cigarettes. Eat the shit. Have some fucking pot brownies and tell me that it's bad for you now.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be an interesting day if cannabis is federally legalized, especially if it's completely destigmatized and federal employees are allowed to partake, that's going to be an interesting. Or if I just like completely retire or get out of the government employee system altogether, it's going to be an interesting thing trying marijuana. Cannabis. That's going to be a hard habit to break.
Right, but it's important that we make the stand, because we don't stand up for a lot of shit on this show.
Yeah, no, you know? But yeah.
Oh, the normal stuff, the no hate speech. Don't be coming on here talking about fucking, you know, beating your wife and shit like that. Like, we're not all about the abuse and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's obvious, but we got to make a stand. We're going to make a fucking stand on this one. Down with marijuana, up with cannabis.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It works either way.
Get high with cannabis.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be an interesting thing, man, because it's a different thing than when I tried it in high school that one time.
Yeah, no, it's completely, it's a whole different fucking ball game. And make no qualms about it. September 2nd, 2019, on my back patio, if you can make it here, if you're watching this show right now and you can make it here, I'm not making any promises about where you'll stay. You have to all of your own arrangements. But if you can make it to my back patio on September 2nd of 2019, we will be having the party.
Yeah, depending on activities, I might have to disappear.
Yeah.
for part of the evening. So my prediction is I'll still be federally employed.
Well, you'll have to be here to observe, as the watchful observer, the non-biased observer.
Got it. What, to film that and put it on the internet?
I'm thinking Twitch stream. I'm gonna Twitch my retirement. I mean, you couldn't Skype me for yours, which is cool, but I'm gonna go ahead and Twitch my fucking retirement. Like, that's I've already got plans to make that happen. It's my little notebook for retirement notes.
Right on.
Twitching my retirement. I'm gonna try to make a big deal out of it, so like Brian and Justin and shit like that will get on board and fucking.
Oh, that'd be badass.
Yeah, make it a thing. Share it with the fucking Diamond Club.
Right on, man. What else?
It means I have to fucking flash gang signs in uniform. That should be fun.
Oh, no, you should definitely do that.
It's not a gang, it's a cult, right? It's not a cult?
Totally not a cult.
Not a cult. Are we off the rails yet? Have we found the rails? Where are the rails?
We're about to... You know, before we fly completely off the rails...
You need a sounder. You need a fucking choo-choo sounder. That's what you need. So every time we go off the rails, you can be like,
flying choo-choo. Off the rails? Oh, I should. Oh, man. That's a good idea.
You just realize how much you've been failing, like, for the last 4 years we've been doing this show. Like, I can hear in your voice, like, the defeatism in your voice, like, that's we should have been doing, like, damn it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so before we fly completely off
the rails. This show is going, you're not going to need rails, according to Mike Neem.
So, yeah, everybody should check me out on Twitter, RM_Del Noche.
Is that what we're doing now?
Why am.
Yeah.
I'm either Del Noche or Del Noche 77 pretty much everywhere else on the internet. What about you, dude?
At Ethan Kane. And if you look at Ethan Kane on Twitter, you will see that recently I finished the book Pilot X. I read it on my way back from Hartford, Connecticut. I literally started it after we took off at Hartford and finished it before we landed, about an hour before we landed in Anchorage. It's an amazing book. Holy shit, dude. Like, I've read some of the stuff that Tom's written before, but that is I'm going to end up you mail me my Steam box and I'll mail you my signed copy of Pilot X so you can read it, because it's fucking good. Like, it's a good book.
Excellent.
But yeah, at Ethan Kane on Twitter. Twitter? Yeah, Twitter. I think I've only had one beer. This is good. And then you follow the show at Ritual Misery. You can submit ideas on our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can find all these links and more ways to support the show. Give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com. We are live every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific on diamondclub.tv and twitch.com/ritualmisery. I'm going to hit the button now, because I should have hit the button a little while ago. fucking buttons.
You're just taking a cue from me, because every time I do the show by myself, I screw that up real bad.
Thank you so much for Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use his music. And I mean, we pay for it, but whatever. Thank you for listening. For Kent, for me, and for you, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
I still got to make this.
We're never on the rails.
Yeah, I still got to make the little sounder and buy the app so that I can use the sounder, because this app that I'm currently using fucking sucks donkey balls. For the RITUALMISERY.
Jesus.
We still need a clean copy of that, too. I just had the copy that I gave for SoundCloud.
Yeah, that was flavored toothpaste?
Flavored toothpaste, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're watching this flavor, we need a clean copy of that. Like, get on that, Kent. Email and let him know we need a clean copy. Like, not a SoundCloud ripped copy, but like an actual file.
We'll probably hit him up on Discord later.